Good afternoon and welcome to the 330 Sports Show. My name is Justin Coffin. Today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. We're going to be all over the map today. We don't talk a whole lot of NASCAR. We'll even dip our toe into the world of NASCAR. We're going to dip our toe into the world of PGA golf, a little NHL, a little NBA, a little Major League Baseball. We first will start here in a little bit with the Cavs and YSU men's and women's hoops as they get close to tournament time. But first, let's do our lame dad joke of the day. So, Joe?
I'm ready.
Did you know Lance is not a very common name nowadays?
No.
But in medieval times, people were named Lancelot.
Well done, my brother. So there is that.
Random fact I came across this weekend. This is from Twitter, so you know it's true, 100% accurate. But MTV's debut date in, I think it was in like the early 80s, is now closer to Pearl Harbor than it is today. Isn't that weird?
It is.
To think about things like that when like weird little time things like that are just mind-blowing sometimes. So,
and I remember like the year 2000 was so in the distant future. Like Conan's in the year 2000.
Yeah. The best was when they started doing it after the year 2000 too. Yeah, they do the spotlight and like the black behind them. That was cool. And like even if you look back at like YouTube clips and like you'd see, I think it was like Bryant Gumbel and Katie Couric, and they're like, what's that little at sign they're talking about, you know, and they're referring to email and stuff like that. It's like, wow, times have really, really changed. So, on this date now, it's February 23rd, but we don't do shows on Wednesday, but I came across this and, it was the, 1980 Miracle hockey team, the Miracle on Ice 43 years ago. United States men's national hockey team, made up of college players, defeated the four-time defending gold medal winning Soviet team at the Winter Olympics. It is still considered one of the greatest upsets of all time. Fun fact, though, that game was not for the gold medal. That was actually the semifinal game, and then the United States would go on to win the gold medal there. So kind of a cool fact there. Also on this date yesterday, and Ohio is so cool because there are so many, you know, like Joe, I know you're like a huge Thomas Edison guy, and you know, there's so many great inventors and entrepreneurs and just doers from Ohio. So in 1962, on February 22nd, legendary Ohioan John Glenn orbits the Earth. He became the first American to orbit the Earth in the Project Mercury Friendship 7 spacecraft. So a little fun fact there for Ohioans. Pretty cool.
As a flat earther, he did a perimeter, not an orbit.
So let me ask this as like a serious question, because I know you're speaking in jest there. So,
or am I?
I believe you are. I think I know you to be a little smarter than that. I think.
Wait, that was a river. Go ahead.
So, for the people that actually are on the flat Earth belief, what do you think? Like, they actually like, why is that? Why do people actually think that? Like, we have satellites and orbits and all that stuff in outer space. People have actually taken photographs from outer space and it shows a round, spherical Earth. Why would anyone, Kyrie Irving, other people like that, think the Earth is actually flat?
The only thing that I always see, that common thread, is looking out at the ocean, because we are drawn to water.
Yeah.
And when you can't see the curvature, that it looks completely flat, you're like, why is that? Mm-hmm. That's probably it, where you can't visually see it yourself. So you got to trust satellites, which you don't trust. Okay. So you got to trust this person and you might not trust them.
Okay. So they're saying all those images are just BS.
Could they just
conjured up, created.
Could BS. Do you trust anybody?
I'm trusting my own common sense.
All right.
How about that?
I'll go with
now. Have you ever been skydiving?
No.
Okay. I have skydived one time.
Is it Sky Divin? Sky Dovin?
I think it's a long I in that. Okay. Sky, I'm going to go with diving.
Sky dived. I sky dived.
I sky dove. in Canton. And so we went up as high as 12,500 feet. So pretty high. And I mean, you literally look out over the edge and you jump. I mean, it is, they actually tell you to get to like tuck your legs and tuck your arms because your brain is convinced you're killing yourself. So fun fact there. But when you jump out of that airplane, I could see the curvature, the natural curvature of the earth, because I'm guessing you're seeing out 20, 30, 40 miles. I don't know. It was a clear day that day, but I don't know. You tune in for sports and you get some flat earth talk.
That's
and,
it.
You know, whatnot. So funny thing that happened last week in golf, and I want to get your take on this because I don't know if you saw this last week, but PGA Tour was playing in Riviera, which is out outside of LA, and John Rahm ended up winning that. But Tiger Woods played a pretty good round, a couple pretty good rounds, actually finished, I believe, one under par. But on the ninth hole last week, Tiger Woods outdrove Justin Thomas and their buddies, and like they play together and they joke around with each other. My watch heard me. But Tiger Woods slipped Justin Thomas a tampon after he outdrove him on hole number 9.
Ouch.
I mean, I thought that was hilarious. Tiger Woods got a little bit of backlash on social media, and I think why? It's good fun between a couple friends. It's harmless. No one gets hurt. What say you?
See, that's what I love about golf, because golf is such a docile, easy sport.
Mm-hmm.
But the characters playing against one another,
oh, yeah,
psychological warfare that goes on when you play is the best.
Like, oh, yeah.
My favorite rule as a kid, like I'm a 10-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather said that if I did not hit the opening drive beyond the women's tees, you have to take your thing out and have your thing out the rest of the hole. And that was terrifying because I thought that was an actual rule. And so that was my only objective with golf, is to beat the women's tees.
Your putter? You had to take your putter out?
Take
your
putter out, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So if the earth is curved, how can they putt straight? Wouldn't it just go off the side of the green?
Well, I mean, it's not curved everywhere. I mean, there's slight slopage. Oh, so it is
flat on at least a putting green.
Like in certain areas, okay. Yeah. All yeah. Right. And actually, if you really get down to it, that putting green's all over the place, though, too. So you think it's okay with the Tiger Woods stuff?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's, you know, especially if you're a recreational golfer, I think everyone can relate to this. Now, even, like, I actually heard more females that thought this was funnier than males. But I just thought, like, anyone that's, like, given a little backlash, the best part of this for me is he had to have that tampon in his pocket for the first 8 holes.
Yes.
And he thought about that. So this was a pre-conjured up thought, idea, whatever you want to say. And I think, you know, all the better for it. So I applaud him for that. I know some people will disagree, but you know what? That's what this is about. Let's have a little fun with this.
Right.
So, okay. Before we get into a little more sports, you know, we all go to the grocery store. We all go shopping here and there. When you go to the grocery store and you're getting several items, what is that thing called you're pushing?
The cart?
The cart, yeah. Some people call it a buggy, okay. So that's why I was asking. So a shopping cart, a shopping buggy. Now, we have talked about this on the show before, but it really bothered me. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I had to go to, I think, Meijer in Boardman. And I watched, and I should have, if I had my phone out, I would have taken a picture and social media shamed this person. Mm. But I watched, and they had a thought in their mind of, should I take this shopping cart back or should I just leave it here? And they paused for a second. And the only reason I was watching is because I was waiting for my pickup order. So I was picking up a grocery order. So I didn't even need a cart.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ahead of the game there.
Right.
But this person thought about it and then decided not to put it back.
Mm.
And if you know me, and I think some of you do, you know this is a gigantic pet peeve of mine, maybe number one. As a former basketball coach, we, you know, a lot of coaches will tell you, if you can't do the little things right, you can't, how can you be expected to handle the big things? The shopping cart test of human morality is a very, very, very easy way to say, will you do the right decision or the wrong decision? And you're all entitled to mistakes. So I put together a little graphic yesterday after thinking about this. I want to get your opinions on this.
Sure.
And so let's share it. So here's the graphic. Questions to ask yourself before not putting it back. Question number one, is there an immediate emergency? If yes, we'll let it slide. If there's an immediate, you get a phone call, you just get your groceries, that would be impeccable timing. Hey, you got to get to the hospital. Okay, that's fine. You know, you got a sick kid or something, that's fine. Go, we'll let that slide. No big deal. So to me, that's number one. We'll let that slide. What say you on rule number one?
Yeah, I'm thinking, and it should happen so infrequently that you probably couldn't even see it happen.
Yeah, let's say you go to the grocery store 1,000 times, 999 times, there's not going to be an issue.
Right.
Okay. So if there's no issue, put it back. Number two, if considering saving a few seconds, like that person I saw the other day, ask yourself, why wouldn't I put the shopping cart away? Do you have any good answer for why you wouldn't put the shopping cart away?
The only justification I've heard that halfway makes sense.
Okay.
Is it somebody's job to collect them? So you'd be taking their job away from them if you put it back.
But it's their job to collect them from the shopping cart intake or cart holder.
If they have to walk further, that means more hours and you're spreading more money into the
economy. What you're saying is you're really helping the economy by not putting your shopping cart.
Yes.
Disagree, Joe. Vehemently disagree. All right. Number three, am I living in a society where we have agreed upon rules? If yes, then put it back. This is not communist China. This is not Putin's Russia. This is not the 1970s. I don't know why I said that. In the 70s, you'd still put your shopping cart back. I don't know why I said that. But anyway, put your damn shopping cart back. There's no excuse. So are we living in a society where we have rules?
We do.
And there's no law saying you have to put the shopping cart back. Just put the damn thing back. It's common sense, people.
Are you irate? You look irate.
No, I'm breathing. Okay. And we're sipping a little Weller down here today. So I'm feeling pretty calm. I'm a little tired today, but, you know, which may bump up my irritability level, but I think I'm just don't understand why people can't follow simple rules.
Well, my suggestion for you is don't take an airplane and go to the grocery store in the same day. Chances are you're going to see both of your two biggest pet peeves in one day.
And well, and there's a lot of times where that happens because if I fly down to Florida, we have like a place in Sarasota where we go, and there's a grocery store, Kroger or Publix right down the street, and it's awesome. And I usually go there. So you're talking about my pet peeve of people standing up on an airplane before it lands.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's a good chance I could cross those two paths in definitely
Justin
in one day.
Slow burn after two of his peeves manifest.
Yes. Especially if I'm traveling with a young child. It's not ideal there. All right. We'll move on to number four. I think we can all agree we live in a society with rules. Number four, is this the right choice or am I a selfish piece of trash? So I think ask yourself that. Maybe that'll answer your question next time. So am I being selfish? I think if you're not putting the cart back, once again, I don't think the economy is going way up based on shopping carts not being returned.
Well, I'll tell you, those ones that make you put a quarter in to take it and you get your quarter back on the other side, that's a good reason.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to
save a lot. I think save a lot.
Okay.
You go up to the
do people steal them? Is that why?
I don't
know.
So
you
have
to pay?
Maybe you bring it back on your own. Oh. You don't get your quarter back unless you bring it back.
Oh, okay.
Because a quarter,
I mean,
deal breaker right there.
I mean, inflation, Joe. Maybe it's like 50 cents now.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Interesting. I did not know you had to pay for a shopping cart. Mm-hmm. Okay. And rule number five here. And this is just my rules that I came up with yesterday. Am I making someone's life easier or harder with the shopping cart choice I have made? Can you tell I used to be an elementary teacher with the way I'm wording these?
Maybe I feel the angst in your voice.
I feel like we should have Deb over here, and we'll put the slide up in her soothing, like more like feminine, like calming voice would be better for her to read this than me. But I mean, am I making someone's life easier by putting it back?
You are, but here's a peeve of mine. Mm-hmm. Those people who bring their cart back in, they look all virtuous, like they're the most noble person ever. Like, look at it, put my cart back, my trolley.
I am in no way asking you to take it all the way back to the store. Just take it back the shopping cart return.
Those people, the virtuous ones, those are my people.
Okay. Fair. Now, there's a place to return your cart, and those people are going to get paid the same amount no matter what. Just make their lives a little easier. And here's another reason. If that shopping cart is just out roaming the parking lot, there's a good chance it could run into a car, dent a vehicle, something like that. So, Joe, if you walked out and your vehicle, which is very nice, had a dent in it because someone's shopping cart was there, would you have a different tune on this?
I'd be pissed. Yeah, put your damn shopping cart back.
I thought so.
Now, there's a dude that walks around here, and he has a hijacked shopping cart that he just took from a place.
Okay.
Is that illegal? That's like stealing.
Probably,
right?
But you know, if he's like on some tough times and he's pushing it around and he's obviously collecting, he's probably picking up cans, right? To recycle or
the
something.
Economy again.
Yeah.
Hey, the economy.
Stimulate, and he's recycling.
That's right.
And he's recycling. So really he's doing a good deed for the city and he's just getting a little kickback for it. So I don't know.
I bet you those carts aren't cheap.
No. So people tuning in for the 330 Sports Show are getting a lot of information about shopping carts and flat earth and whatnot. So, and tampons with Tiger Woods. So, so let's go a little bit around the sports world and let's start with the Cleveland Guardians. Their first spring training game is Saturday. And that is just awesome. Signs of spring. I'll check in with the Pirates. I did not check, but the Pirates are down in Bradenton, Florida. The Cleveland Guardians are out in Arizona, Goodyear, Arizona. So just awesome news. And it feels like baseball would be played today. Like it is 70 degrees outside. It is beautiful. So
now, do you kick off the baseball season with anything special? Do you do anything that?
Not really. Like baseball is such a long season that I actually like ease into it. Like I'll catch some games here and there. It's not like basketball or football where I try to watch, you know, as many, if not all of the games if possible, but I just kind of like check in with the Guardians. Now opening day, I used to go to opening day, like as much as I could, but you know, life gets in the way and you get a little bit busier. So it's not as easy for me, but I really enjoy opening day. It's kind of like the pageantry. It's like the new, you know, it's like this year's team, it's unveiling. And it is kind of like, what is that called? Like a rite of passage to spring. You know, it's kind of like the transitioning of winter to spring, and you know, it's going to be an awesome summer. And so to me, that's kind of what baseball in early April is kind of fun. And that's what like, it's just like warmer weather is around the corner, and you know, it's just like pretty to be outside and just all kinds of good things like that. So how about you? Any baseball traditions?
I used to love listening to baseball on the radio.
And yeah.
It used to be on my radio as mm-hmm. I fall asleep because games were pretty much every night. They got a 500 game season or whatever it is now. But I mean, that's it. Radio is my way in.
Yeah. Very. And Tom Hamilton, who is the voice of the Indians or Guardians, money in the swear jar, does a fantastic job. And baseball is one of those sports too that you can listen to it when you fall asleep. You can be doing 100 different things because they paint the picture. Whereas in basketball and football, it's a little tougher. I feel like I need to be locked in watching the game more closely and tediously. And that could be because, you know, it's not as often. Like baseball is every day, you know, like you said, 162 game schedule. And, you know, there's really like 20 off days a year, you know? And so you're for 6 months, practically baseball every day. But for me, it's a sign of spring and good times ahead, because for me, the summer is my favorite time of year. So let's go to real quick. The Cavaliers are back from the All-Star break. Here's what's up for them this weekend. They will play tonight against the Denver Nuggets. They will play tomorrow night. They will travel to Atlanta, and they will go back home on Sunday versus the Toronto Raptors. By the way, they are 0-3 against the Toronto Raptors this year, and the Cavs are 15 games over 500. So Raptors are struggling overall this year, but they throw a lot of really good big wings at the Cavs, and the Cavs seem to have a little bit of trouble with that. All right. Let's talk a little YSU Penguins basketball. So both the men and the ladies have one game remaining in the regular season. Let's start with the men. They are 22-8, 14-5 in the Horizon League, which is good for first place. Now, they did lose their last game at Robert Morris. They are 13-2 at home, 8-6 on the road, and they play one final game this Saturday at IUPUI. And the Horizon League tournament, I do not believe they are playing next Tuesday, February 28th in the first round, because they will be seated high enough. But they should be able to host a game next Thursday, March 2nd, which is the quarterfinals. And then if they get past that, the semifinal and final games are in Indianapolis, the home of the Pacers, in their arena there. So that is a look at YSU men's basketball. We are also trying to get out to Beagley next week to try to get you a little behind the scenes footage with Joe's show and this show to get you some coverage on that. So once we hear back and we can confirm that, we will get you some details on that. Let's go to the YSU ladies. Now they are 18-10. On the season. They are 12-7 in the Horizon League, which is good for third place, 12-4 at home, 6-6 on the road. They have one final game at Robert Morris, which is also on Saturday. The men's and women's tournament are played on the same day. The first two rounds are at the campus sites. And then if you make it to the semifinals, the final four in the Horizon League, you will play in Indianapolis on Monday and Tuesday back to back. So good luck to both the YSU men's and ladies squads. We will touch base with you on that and keep you updated. So make sure to keep checking our social media for that. Now, Joe, we don't talk a whole lot of NASCAR, but you know, I was watching a little bit of PGA golf, little Daytona 500 on Sunday, and it was pretty cool to see. Like the race was, to me, isn't all that exciting. It's like the intricacies behind it, the driver's view, all the little like different things that go into racing. I know you have a little bit of a racing history. Yeah. So tell us a little bit of all the stuff that goes into a race. And obviously there's not going to be everything, but like, tell us a little bit about what you know.
So Daytona is a weird one because there's, I mean, every track's different. And I actually like the really short tracks because it seems to be like, it's more in the driver's hands and what they're able to maneuver. On the big one, they're wide open throttle the whole time. They're butted up against other cars drafting. Yeah. And the differences between, you know, who's fast and who's not is like microseconds.
Okay. So there's
not a whole bunch. So people, you know, the long tracks, the big tracks are kind of boring in a way because they're all packed up
for
most of the race. The final five laps are most of the exciting, and the big wrecks are what people, you know, people look forward.
There was a lot of wrecks. When I watched about an hour of the race and I saw three wrecks, I feel like. But like you said, they call it a super track. Is that what it's called? So it's like Daytona. I think it's like Michigan, Talladega, stuff like that. There's like these bigger tracks. But you prefer the short track.
I do. Yeah. Okay. Because honestly, think about it. Like if you're just in the gas the whole time and you're just like in a line for most of the race, you're pretty much avoiding wrecks for the whole race until the last, you know, last lap. Because it's, you know, once you get out and pull around another driver, you lose the draft. And then you just scoot back at the end of the line. It's such a weird thing.
And for a layman, why do you draft?
So you draft because it takes aerodynamic pressure off of your car.
Okay.
So in line, like five cars will travel faster than one car.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, if it almost like makes it so that you have to buddy up with a bunch of other cars.
Okay. Okay. Do you save fuel that way too?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Except if you're in the front. Then it sucks.
Yeah, yeah, right. And then everyone's trailing you until the final lap, and then they try to pass you.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Ricky Stenhouse Jr. wins the race. He had 199 winless streak up until then. So not a no name, but kind of a lesser known name on their circuit. And then this was cool, and this was kind of why I wanted to put this in. Brad Doherty, the former Cavaliers center, is the first Black owner to win the Daytona 500. Former Cleveland Cavaliers center, 7-footer, lived down in North Carolina for a long time. So he has that kind of racing acumen down there.
So do you think Stenhouse, Kroger being his sponsor, do you think he puts his cart back?
I like that tie-in. Stenhouse definitely puts his shopping cart back.
All right.
One more thing with shopping carts too. With the PGA Tour had a great commercial a few years back, and it was like, you know, like how when you're trying to find the wind direction, you'll maybe like lick your finger or like toss some grass in the air. They had a commercial like that, and it was one of the players, and he threw some grass in the air and licked his finger, and then from about 100 feet away, pushed his shopping cart, and it just said PGA Tour. These guys are good. And I thought that was so great because it was so simple, and it's a basic thing, like putting your shopping cart away. And that really related to me, Jim.
Now, if you judge it wrong and you miss the little shopping
cart,
do you have to go and put it in there, or are you good?
See, I think like they're so good. And if you know what you're doing, you know you're going to miss early, you follow it.
Okay.
It's like following your shot in basketball. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So John Rahm wins last week, which won me some money, which I was happy about that. But he is the new world number one. Scotty Scheffler, the Masters champ from last year, is number two. McIlroy, number three. Patrick Cantlay, number four. And Cam Smith, number five. That is the top five golfers currently in the world.
Now, do we have to have a betting intervention with Justin? It feels like you might be betting on everything.
I think some of my friends said 1-800 gambler if you are starting to bet on men's tennis. And I bet, this is way back in the French Open, I bet Novak Djokovic to win, and he won. Now, I'm not betting individual sets or matches, but I bet him to win, so it was a future bet. Well, and he won.
It feels like you're winning, so it
feels I'm doing pretty well, like, knock on wood.
I shouldn't make any recommendations as long as you're on
like
your high.
I don't bet like exorbitant amounts of money, but you know, I'll bet 20 bucks here, 50 bucks there, 10 bucks here on a long shot parlay. And I'm a parlay guy, so I like to throw like 5 or 6 bets sometimes, like games. So what I do, this is just my strategy, and for me it's more fun this way. I will take a bunch of heavy favorites, and I generally look to see if they're playing at home. And if they're playing at home, I will take 5 or 6 heavy favorites, and then if they all win, and when I say heavy favorites, I mean in basketball, like 10 point or more favorites. So, and if they're playing at home, I will usually throw those in a parlay, and it usually pays like even money to a little bit, even like plus money. And where I get in trouble is where I get a little greedy, and I'll throw like 15 team parlays in, and I'll hit like 14 of them. But it's like, there's always that one team that lets you down if you go a lot of teams, but it's probably not a recipe for making money long term, but in the short term, if you're throwing a few bucks at it, it's kind of fun.
So the game fun, yeah,
exactly. I will say last weekend I did hit a big bet. It was only 10 bucks. I only put 10 bucks, but it was +2900 odds, +2900, so I won 300 bucks. It was the freaking all-star NBA weekend. It was Damian Lillard to win the three-point competition. It was Mac McClung, who we'll talk about in a minute, to win the slam dunk competition. And it was like Team Powell in the Rising Stars All-Star game to win. All three of them hit. I just was like, yeah, they were all the favorites though too, which was crazy. So it worked out and it hit. So Vegas, what are you gonna do? Vegas knows. And about 52% of the time I know too. So, which is good. You obviously want to be over 50, but 55 should be your goal line. And another rule, kids, don't bet to make money. Bet for the enjoyment and the entertainment of the game. It's a good rule of thumb to me, but there's a lot of people out there that think they're smarter than Vegas. And that's why Vegas now has many, many large hotels and buildings and casinos that, and that's their scoreboard. But they
depend
if you will.
On the economy depends yes, on your losing.
Just
bets.
Like those shopping carts, Joe, yep. Always comes back to it. We don't really talk any NHL on this show, but I thought I would just give, cause we're kind of in the final stretch of the NBA regular season and the NHL regular season. And I was just looking and I was like, you know what, let's just do the list of the top teams. So here's my top six teams in the NHL. Boston is clearly the best team in the NHL. Boston Bruins, Carolina Hurricane, Toronto Maple Leafs, New Jersey Devils are up there, Dallas Stars and Tampa Bay Lightning, who seem to be there just about every year. So those are my top teams in the NHL. I don't follow it very often, but, you know, check in here and there, and just thought that was worth sharing. So do you follow hockey at all?
No.
Yeah, it's hard to get into, but playoff hockey is really entertaining and really cool. And a cool hockey thing that's going on are the Youngstown Phantoms that are, you know, just right down the street from us here. Probably hit like a three wood and hit the Cavalli Center from here. But they are playing up in the Browns Stadium and they're wearing like retro Browns uniforms for it. So I thought that was kind of neat. So, yeah, I'm not sure who they're playing, but I thought that was pretty neat. So
it is a sport that skating is already super hard.
It is
to have to do something while you're on
skates.
So hard
to skate. Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah, I know. It's not easy. It's not easy. Now, NFL is like the main driving engine of sports in North America. The NFL Combine, I felt like we just had the Super Bowl, like, and literally you get like a brief break. But the NFL Combine is next week. So there's going to be a ton of draft talk coming after that. There's going to be a lot of players on the move and, you know, franchise tag are allowed to be put out as of yesterday. So things are really going to start heating up in the NFL here in a minute. And it's going to be very interesting. See where Derek Carr goes, see where, Lamar Jackson and so many other people. Aaron Rodgers even might be on the move. So there's a lot. But then obviously you have a ton of NFL draft people out there putting out the mock drafts. And I do a mock draft, but I have learned I'm only going to do one mock draft this year. Last year I did a pre-combine, combine, and like the week of. This year I'm just going to do it the week of because it's too much work and there's too many things that go into this and that. And it's really just a guessing game. That's all it is. And there's NFL insiders that know that would claim to know obviously more than you and I, but if we spent a couple hours putting a mock draft together, I think you and I could nail it better than a lot of those insiders. So just my opinion.
Now,
so,
as a Browns fan, mm-hmm. are you still going like linebacker or what you're hopeful for? I don't know.
Well, the Browns pick we get. Yeah, the Browns don't have a pick until like I think it's like in the lower 40s, and then they'll pick. I think they have two picks in the late 90s. So, you know, no first round pick. So for the Browns, that was always kind of like, I don't want to say it was our Super Bowl.
It was our Super Bowl. It
was something to look forward to, no doubt.
What's the return policy on Deshaun Watson? Can we get our first
round draft pick? No. I still think Houston should have been punished a little bit for that, though. But I will say Deshaun Watson, whatever your thoughts on him, love him or hate him, I think if he returns to the form he was before, that will be more than the Browns could have asked for in return, because you weren't getting that from Baker. You're not getting that from just about any quarterback out there, and you're certainly not going to draft a quarterback that's going to be ready to go. So I think that's the number one offseason thing for the Browns is get Deshaun Watson back to like his 2020 form. So I don't know. But for the draft, I think defensive tackle has to be a priority number one and a fast wide receiver, like a deep threat, fast wide receiver to go with Peoples Jones and obviously Amari Cooper. And
also Anthony Schwartz.
Yeah. 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 We'll see. He's fast. We'll see. Anthony Schwartz is very fast. I would not bet against him in a straight race, but catching a football, I might put you up against him, Joe. or literally anyone off the street. Maybe that guy pushing the shopping cart. which might be Anthony Schwartz if he doesn't start catching some footballs.
Yes, exactly.
So, oh my God. Okay. Real quick, NBA. NBA.
Wait, hold on. Let me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No.
Let me drop something else on.
Yeah.
See, I'm a big fan of XFL.
Mm.
And our boy Josh Gordon.
Yeah,
had a great game.
Yeah, that's a good
in the
point.
XFL. So, do you watch any of the games?
I did not, and got to. And I should have, because I actually have a former player playing in the XFL, a former basketball player I coached, Travis Kuntz, out of Boardman, is playing. I believe it's for the Vegas Vipers. So he is a wide receiver, tight end for them. So I admit I haven't seen any of the games. I did see former Alabama quarterback AJ McCarron led a big comeback, and I did see your boy Josh Gordon smoked a little weed before the game.
You blew my joke, man. I was gonna say he was
out there smoking on the field and then celebrating off the field.
Yeah, so. I just think the XFL could be such a great thing for the development of some of these people who just can't make a regular 53-man roster.
Yeah, right.
But they're talented as can be.
There's so many good athletes out there. If you just watch college football, and it's like you only know, 3% of Division I college football players will make it even to a training camp in the NFL. So, it gives these guys who love the sport an opportunity to play, and it gives people, and I love football, but sometimes I get a little burnout, especially after the Super Bowl. So I still think I need a little bit more time to get back into it. I definitely will catch a game at some point, either the XFL, and I think there's the USFL now too. So there's a lot of football out there to be had.
But why do you think that every attempt on an XFL team goes bust? Like, it just can't,
you know what, that's a good one. I think the first time it was like a gimmick, it wasn't it like owned by the yeah it was owned thing. By like the WWF, yeah. And they were doing things where like no fair catches, and like they could name themselves
he hate me him?
yeah exactly. And I think that was kind of like a they were trying to catch like a genie in a, you know, bottle type situation.
And the purists aren't going to go for that.
No. And what else? And I think there was didn't they try to start the XFL up again during COVID? And it
went bankrupt. Yeah. Every time they try, it goes belly up.
So I think The Rock owns the XFL now. So he, by all accounts, is a great business person. And probably will do great things with that. So that's just my opinion.
And he wasn't not a former wrestler, so you don't have to worry about it turning into a right. WWE.
Yeah, it's
again.
Just not going to be this freak
no,
show.
Not
going to
do
there.
That. No.
But he is more of an actor and a business person, I would say, now than more than anything. So,
but it needs your support, Justin. You have to.
I will check it out at some point, and I especially will check out
you can bet on those games too. See,
not in Ohio. Not in Ohio.
Seriously, no XFL.
No, not in Ohio. You cannot. I found that out. I wasn't looking, but you could not in Ohio.
We believe you.
1-800-GAMBLER out there for you. anybody out there. All right, real quick NBA stuff outside the Cavs. But Mac McClung, who looks like he just came out of High School Musical, out of a Disney cast, won the slam dunk contest. He looks like he should be up here working at Cohen and Company or Bodine Perry as an accountant. He is a 6'1", about 180, 190 pounds. He has played in 2 NBA games. He made $100,000 in this dunk contest for winning. His career NBA earnings previous to this were $106,000. So good for him. And he did amazing. It was unbelievable, his dunk. So if you have not seen it, go Google Mac McClung NBA dunk contest. a phenomenal job and helped me hit a three-leg parlay, which paid out really well, like I mentioned. So I will have a little love for Mac McClung. Damian Lillard wins a three-point contest. There is about a six-week push until the playoffs. I'm going to give you my top 10 teams in the NBA as it stands right now. The Celtics, the Bucks. The Cavs will play the Nuggets tonight. They are the third-ranked team, in my opinion. Philadelphia 4. Golden State, who is the ninth seed in the West, but that's without Steph Curry. I think they should still be right up there. I have them 5th, Cleveland 6th, Memphis 7th, and Phoenix 8th. So I might have left a team or two off of there. But those are my top teams in the NBA as it stands right now. So we'll see what happens. There is a little bit of Cleveland Browns news, Joe, I do want to talk about. So we have now obviously fired our defensive coordinator, Joe Woods, replaced by Jim Schwartz. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, Mike Prefer, the special teams coordinator, was fired, and he will now be replaced by, you gotta love this name, former Cleveland Browns, by the way, Bubba Ventrone. When he played for the Browns, he was known as Ray Ventrone. He was actually the special teams captain for the Browns for 2 years and for the 49ers for 2 years. And his special teams unit in Indianapolis was ranked like top five, 4 out of the 5 years he coached there. So
I do believe Justin said firing the defensive coordinator and the special teams coach was top of your list.
And I think we both agreed on that. Yep. And hey, we got the job done. You speak it into existence. The Browns will have to replace their quarterback coach, Drew Petzinger. He was named the offensive coordinator with the Arizona Cardinals. So
congratulations to him. That's
so
great.
Yeah, that's good great move. Chris Kiffin is gone from the defensive line, so Browns have a few more moves to do to replace their coaching staff, but you know, they need to get it right, because Joe, this graphic just brings me so much pain. Now the green check marks are the teams that won their division last year, so the season of each team's last division title. Okay, Rams 2021, you know, and you look through it and you look through it and, oh, where are the Browns? Oh, 1989. Mm-hmm. 1989. I mean,
well, how many of those other teams got their franchise stolen from them and moved to Baltimore?
That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. Very well documented there.
Although,
but
there's a couple teams that were an expansion franchise that are on that list.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Carolina. What else? Jacksonville. But yeah, very, very frustrating. So the Lions and the Browns are the only two teams that have not won their division since. I mean, you're competing with four teams or three other teams. So very frustrating there. So 1989, we're talking like the AFC. What was that? It used to be something different than the AFC North. It was like the Oilers, the Browns, the Bengals, and the Steelers then. So, you know, the Ravens replaced the Oilers, who are now the Texans, but that's kind of a frustrating graphic there for us Browns fans. But,
you got to do that.
And last week we talked a little bit about, the East Palestine Trail derailment. I saw this on social media and I said, I wonder what the train's going to be in March, because you see what January brought us in terms of trains. See what February brought us. So what will March bring us in trains? You gotta have a little fun with it, you know. But we are still thinking about East Palestine and their people out there. So Joe, before we head out for the weekend, anything on your mind or anything you want to get off your chest?
No complaints. Okay. But this is more of a sports thing, so leave it to me to not curveball you for once.
I love it.
So we're going to be hitting March Madness here in the coming weeks. So what are your thoughts going into basketball here?
So my number one hope is for YSU to just make the tournament. I don't care if they're seeded 16, 15, they have to get in the playing game, whatever. My number one hope is YSU makes the tournament. That I would love that so much. There are games in Columbus for the NCAA. There are the opening round in Dayton. But as far as like basketball as a whole right now, it's really hard to lock down on any team because it's like, I think Houston is number one right now. Alabama is number two. And Alabama is going through like some sort of scandal with one of their best players who was involved in like a murder. Like he wasn't the one that murdered the person, but he was at the scene and that just came to light. So there's a lot of interesting news out there. Your Blue Bloods, your Villanova, your North Carolina, your Kentucky, your Dukes aren't very good this year. So there's a lot of interesting, it's a wide open tournament. I'll just say it like that.
I like that though. When you don't have those Dukes and UNLVs and North Carolinas in there, it opens up for smaller schools.
They'll be in there, but they're going to be like a lower seed like Duke. And like last night, Alabama went to overtime and they were a 16.5 point favorite. Virginia, who was the number six team in the country, lost by 16 at home to an unranked bad Boston College team. Ohio State basketball is just god awful right now. They've lost like 12 of 13 games. So it's a lot of frustration right now. So, Austin, I saw just posted there. Do you think the Cavs honor Kevin Love tonight or before their first game without him? I think they're going to wait until he comes back to Cleveland or do it in the future. I totally forgot about Kevin Love. He's now a member of the Miami Heat. So
showing no love.
No love for Kevin Love. It's right around Valentine's Day too, but he was kind of out of the rotation. But his number, the Cavs already announced, will one day be retired by the team, number zero. So so pretty interesting there. I will have plenty more on March Madness thoughts because right now there's it's a cluster, honestly, right now. I don't even know what to think, but you know, you're gonna have a few of your normal high ranked teams up there, but it's a mixed bag. I'll just say that in college basketball right now. So for Joe, I'm Justin. We appreciate you guys watching. Make sure to follow all of us on social media. Fast Freddy, my show, Youngstown Studio does so much stuff. Are you guys going ghost hunting this weekend?
Is it this weekend?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's in March.
Oh, okay. All right. So if you don't know too, Joe, the MLO bros, Jeremy from Youngstown Pizza Reviews, they go on like a bunch of ghost hunts. So that's in March coming up. Yeah. So you guys can check that out. And haven't found Casper yet, but there might be something out there.
We're not looking for Casper, I assure you.
We will see. That will be the true March Madness right there. If you know that group of guys and sometimes ladies in that group. So, all right. For Joe, I'm Justin. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Have a good one. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we